Welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. Today, what I just thought I'd come on and do is kind of catch up with you all, really. I'm not too sure if I'm going to upload the video of this to YouTube because I'm kind of recording it straight off the laptop. But I've had a few questions come through and I thought I'd spend some time kind of going through them. And after like spending 5 minutes thinking about one of these questions, I think the episode is pretty much going to be focused on it. And I'm going to give you the question and then I'm going to kind of give you my experiences and kind of my thoughts to how I would approach it if I was going through it now. Because actually, for once, I'm not going through this and it's really, really positive. And I think the changes that I've made over the last year and a half, 2 years have been the reason why I no longer struggle with this specific thing. And so the question is, how do you or how do I cope when business isn't going very well? Now, what the person's put as like a sub caveat to that is mainly around feeling like everything's going wrong, lack of sales, feel like they're doing everything that people tell them to on the internet, but aren't getting the results they have spent. I'm not going to say the exact amount, but thousands of pounds on training, trying to get into business. Now, I don't know what business this person's in. However, I'm going to assume that it's a service-based business like the majority of my following. And this is something which I've personally experienced. So I've been through this. I've been in a place where I've spent a lot of money. So I think I've said this on the podcast before, I think. But if I haven't, now I'm going to. Like, I've spent upwards of £50,000 over the last 4 years on training. Now, I know people have spent more than that. I didn't have that money at the beginning. Like my first initial education, I spent my house deposit. So I saved up 12 grand through my job and invested in some education to learn about property. That was the first business, as a lot of you know, if you've listened to this podcast for a while. But that education was very eye-opening for me because it kind of put me in a position where I had to make it work. Like I had risked relationships. Like I was with my ex-girlfriend at the time and we were going through like, we were constantly searching for more, like especially me. I was very selfish in that relationship because I knew I was built for something, but didn't quite know what I was going to be built for. And so like I was on Google like every night, on YouTube every night, like searching for things to do. And back then I got hit with a property ad that then got me down this rabbit hole of property investment. And don't get me wrong, I love property as an industry. Like it changed my life. I'm not as in it as I once was, but that whole position of paying for something and then I literally had to make it work, like I had no choice. And I think that's a really, for some people, a really negative place to be. For me, it was a really positive because there was no going back, that I just had to keep going forward. And with that property company, it scaled really, really quickly. We didn't struggle for sales. We didn't struggle for leads. We found money. We raised finance. We secured the deals really, really quickly. It was like insane how quick the growth was. And that was just from learning what to do and then doing it. It was really straightforward. Like property is actually quite straightforward when you think about it. It's find a house, find some money, put it together. And for us, it was then put it on Airbnb and build up some direct relationships with contractors to try and fill the units. That was as simple as it was. However, the issue was when things started to go wrong. So my first kind of experience with like coping when things weren't going well wasn't particularly great. And I've learned a lot from this recently. But we made some horrendous decisions partnership-wise. And I ran away from it, if I'm being really honest. Like I buried my head in the sand and decided that I didn't want to do it anymore. And I do regret that kind of decision because if I was in that position now, I would never have done it. There were people involved, right? People's money was involved. And that's quite hard to, like I've admitted it in the past, like I've had therapy around this stuff. And I'm sure if you've been going through difficult moments, you've either gone through the similar sorts of thoughts that I have, or you've done the same things that I have. But like I learned real, real big lessons from that. And so that whole experience made me grow up like really, really quickly and made me realize that tackling these sorts of situations head on is the only way. Like burying your head is not. So the first point, I guess, on that story is to become or allow yourself to be aware of the problems in the first place. So admitting them to yourself. So if your pipeline is dry right now and you've not got any leads, or you're getting complaints from customers, or you've just got some form of disruption, the first thing is being aware and acknowledging that it's there in the first place. So I get a piece of paper at the end of every single week now. I don't know if it's here or not. It's not. But like I get a piece of like a notepad down, and I'll write down at the end, like I have a slot on a Sunday afternoon, do it at like 7 o'clock at night, where I'm kind of just winding down and I've got freedom to think. And I reflect and I go, right, what has gone well, which is obvious, everyone does this reflection, right? But for me, it's what mistakes have I made? Like that's what I'm looking for. Or what problems am I not facing right now? And then what I do is I work out to myself, is like, right, is that problem something that's actually a priority to fix, or can it wait? And if it's a priority that I need to fix, how am I going to fix it? Like, what is the plan behind it? What am I going to do, and when am I going to do it by? And by being in that proactive state, what I'm allowing myself to do is take control. And when we do that, we can do something about it. Unfortunately, back then with low light and the property business, I buried my head and I wasn't aware. And therefore, a business which actually my business partner or ex-business partner now has gone on to revive and do well from, because I buried my head, I had to go on to do different things. And don't get me wrong, I am so happy with where the business is right now, because I'm doing the thing that I love. I didn't love property at all. I really despised it, actually. I did it because it was a thing that made money and got me out of my job. That was literally the only reason. But going now into marketing and sales and building Pipeline 44, like I know I'm where I'm meant to be now. And I'm doing the thing that makes a lot of sense and I'm good at. And that's where I want to spend my time with my passions. But going through those moments, I know what it feels like when things feel like they're going against you. I know what it's like when you feel like you're treading water, or you're actually, more importantly, drowning. Like I got to periods where I laid in bed for 3 or 4 days and didn't want to move. And that is not a place to be. And I've got my business partners to thank, like my current business partners to thank, for getting me out of that position. And I guess that's my second big point, which actually I haven't written down here, but I'm going to make it anyway. Make sure if you are struggling or you feel like business isn't going very well, get yourself around people with positive energy. Like I never really used to really talk about or associate with energy at all. Like it was something was a bit woo-woo, I guess. But actually thinking about it, like the biggest thing that I've changed over the last 2 years is every single day being around people that push me, that really light me up, that are passionate, that are doing amazing things. And don't get me wrong, I've had to lose a few friends over that in the past. And again, that was difficult to do. But like, I still talk to those people. However, my time is spent with people that are problem solvers, that help me take step forwards when actually I probably only see step backwards, if I'm really honest. Like I don't see progress. I only see being held back. And those moments, those people are the things that you need at those specific times of day to really make a difference. So that's a second point, is get around people that like have got your best interests in mind, that really want you to succeed, that are cheering you on. And I'm so grateful for the people in my life to do that. So yeah, how do I cope when business isn't going very well? Acknowledge it, point number one. Point number two, get yourself around positive people that are going to help you solve the problems. Number three, which is the bit where I probably want to spend the majority of the time on for this episode, and I have no idea how long I'm going to go on this. I said that I'd be 20 minutes. Let's see if I can stick to that and keep the promise. Probably not. But yeah, let's see. So I've spoken to, over the last probably 40, 45 days, so month and a half. I don't know why I didn't just say month and a half then, to be honest, but yeah. Month and a half, I've spoken to probably an average of two businesses a day, let's say that. So 40 different businesses. And this is a common thing in the marketplace right now. Businesses, whether they are doing 50 grand a year, 150 grand a year, 500 grand a year, £1 million a year, whatever. We work with them all. And we also work with multinational corporations that are doing hundreds of millions of pounds a year. And the problems actually seem to be the same. And whether it's lead generation, whether it's sales, profitability is down. And so when you're looking at this as a business owner, and it doesn't matter what position you're in right now, whether you're a startup, micro business, SME, multinational corp, it don't matter. These times that we're going in, if you focus in on all the stuff that's going wrong in the world, you are going to attract more of that into your life. Like I am such a believer in it. if you focus in on everything that's under your control and really focus in on the positives, then that's the stuff that comes to you and really makes a difference. And it's this kind of mindset, which is what's going to set you apart to allow you to move forward. When Pipeline 44 goes through dry spells, and we 100% do, like at the back end of last year, turn those notifications off, make sure they don't come through. There we go. Perfect. When I was building Pipeline 44, as we still are today, we go through moments where we're not as busy as we'd hoped in terms of leads coming in. And the data that we look at explains why. Like, it's not a surprise. There's no shock. The reason why we're quiet is because our activity levels have dropped, whether that's from an organic point of view or whether that's from a paid point of view. You're either saying the wrong things and it's no longer getting the eyeballs, or you're not saying anything at all. These are common patterns that I have seen through every single call. People feel lost. They don't know what to talk about. When it comes to lead generation specifically, which is where my specialties are, when it comes to sales, when it comes to these things, what you need to look at is, where is your intent and your focus going? Need to get 100% clear. If I was starting from scratch right now, if I woke up tomorrow and our pipeline was at zero, what I'd be looking at is getting really clear on what it is that I do. So this is something that's really difficult for lots of businesses. Actually, I've spoke to businesses over the last month that are doing over £1 million a year, and they still aren't 100% clear on what they're doing. They've got 7 or 8 different products with no clear focus. There's no product brand there. And so what happens is they start to feel a little bit like they're just chasing cash, and therefore it's not scalable and it's not sustainable. And these are the things that we need to strip back. I've also spoken to micro business owners, businesses that are doing a couple of £100,000 a year. And again, the things are the same. They're trading their time for money rather than building products and services that are scalable and enable themselves to grow. And when I ask them the question, what it is that you sell, they will go coaching, or they'll go one-to-one sessions, or they'll go masterminds or whatever. And the problem is with that, it's so generic, it doesn't quite stand out. So again, one of the things that we spend lots of time doing with people, especially on these free calls as well, is looking at what makes them different. What are their unfair advantages? What are the things that they've got inside them, which they can actually bring out to try and build out a product which they can sell over and over again and become known for that specific thing? For Pipeline 44, it's always been the Social Selling Academy. That's been the thing that we've been known for. That's our product. Now, that's now being developed into a suite of tools. And again, when we launch that properly, more to come on this, by the way, when we launch that properly, that's then going to become the product brand that we shout about. We build the business off the back of the product brand. So I would start by getting really clear of what it is that I do and what it is that I'm selling. Like, pick a price, pick an offer, and go, right, this is what I'm taking to market. From that point, then it is time to really think about, how on earth are you going to level up? How are you going to take things to the next level and get a grip? Because this is where I'm going to get a little bit harsh on this podcast. People are not taking control of their own success. They're waiting for shit to happen to them. They're not grabbing everything and going, right, I need to drive this forward. They are kind of like just muddling through and treading water. And I'm like, I get people go through difficult times, and I get that sometimes you can't put 110% into things. However, if you want to make a difference, that's the level of energy you need. You need to really get conviction behind what you're doing and go, right, I'm going to drive this forward. Like, whenever I find myself at a bit of a lull when I'm not creating, like, let's be really honest, right? This podcast has been non-existent. It's not been here. My YouTube channel has been reducing. It's not had the amount of content that I've wanted on it. And therefore, I'm relying on one platform rather than the 3 or 4 that I used to, and therefore leads are going to be lower. When you get to grips of this and you start driving forward and you start getting a grip and going, right, I just need to increase my activity, that is where stuff comes together, and that's where leads are going to start to come through. So how do I cope when business isn't going very well, when I've got a lack of leads or a lack of sales? I go, do you know what? Now's the time to sit up. Now's the time to take it, grasp it, and go, right, how do I move this forward? How do I get better? How do I start becoming someone that people listen to again and people follow again? Because by doing that, what I'm doing is changing the dynamic and flipping and going, do you know what? I'm going to make this work. And I'm yet to find someone that we've worked with that when they've switched that mindset and gone, do you know what? I'm hungry and I want it. The results then haven't happened very quickly. I'm not talking, this isn't a thing. You know what? Like most people say, oh, it's going to take you like 6 to 12 months to get it going. No, like you make this shift within a week, you will have leads into your pipeline. Work out what it is that you're selling. Work out the message that you need to be communicating to get out there. And then go out there and put it out there. Online, offline, be literally everywhere. Like the moment where I look at like LinkedIn or Instagram and I'm the first face that pops up is the moment I know I'm succeeding. And it doesn't take much. This is recording. I'm doing it at 12 o'clock on the afternoon on Saturday. Just taking myself away into the room. No real tech setup. I've got my laptop. I've got my mic here that sits here. Like I've got my notes to sit on my phone. And then from here, I just come on and I talk. And do you know what? When I first started, I was terrible at this. Now, actually, I'm proud of where I've got to because I actually feel like I'm not bad at it. I feel like I can add value. I feel like I can help people. And so therefore, because my product is linked to my advice, I'm actually being able to link those two activities together and getting it out there. If you're feeling like you're struggling or you're not making the progress that you need to, your activity levels need to be looked at. And if they're actually pretty high, you need to be looking at where your time is going and looking at whether what you're doing right now is actually the right things, or maybe you need to change it. So it's like, how do we level up? How do we take ourselves from being quite flat to suddenly being the person that everyone comes to? That's a mindset shift. That's a mentality change that when you embrace it and when you grab it, boom, that's where things start to move. Okay, so my question to you right now is, if you're listening to this and you're not feeling like you're making the progress that you feel like you should, what's your game plan? What's your plan? What are you going to start doing differently? Because if you keep doing the same thing, I can't remember what the definition of insanity? Like if you keep doing the same thing and expect different results, you're going insane, whatever. I don't know, I probably butchered that. But genuinely, like you can't keep doing the same thing. Have you ever been successful before? Have you ever seen success? Have you ever felt that? If so, like, what did you do to get there? I've been having lots of in-depth conversations with my business partners over the last probably couple of weeks around this stuff. And what's really amazing to see is that when we are flying, when we've got more business than we know what to do with, there's one thing that really stands out. And it's the fact that whenever you open any social media platform, whenever you see any key event in any of the areas that we're in, whenever you see, you open up your inbox, our names are there. And we try everything to get as much attention as we possibly can. And this whole feeling in the marketplace right now, the opportunity isn't there. If you feel like you're not moving forward, actually that's on you. And you can change it if you want to change it. But you've got to make the commitment to. I spend hours every single week talking to people about this, giving them that game plan. And if you're listening to this right now or watching this right now, if I decide to put the video out, just comment down below, put the word call in or message me on Instagram, whatever you feel comfortable doing, LinkedIn, wherever, and just ask for help. Like there are people out there that will help you if you ask for it. People have helped me and I've not had to pay anything. Like there are people out there that will give you advice. And then if you want that next level, then yes, there's probably products and services out there. We sell that sort of stuff, right? But if you just want someone to talk things through it, to get clear, we offer these calls out. The links will be in the descriptions for people, but you've got to be willing to make a change. If you're not willing to make a change, you cannot be helped. I was going to add loads more to this, but I actually feel like it's pretty a good place to finish. I don't know if this sort of content is what people want from me. Like I'm going to record the stuff that goes through my head. I've got 10 questions on here, which I'm not going to record any more today because I've got my drink to go through, got my food to eat, family coming over, but I'll probably do one tomorrow if my head's all right. And I'm actually having the bank holiday off for once. Like I'm not working now. This isn't work for me, creating content. I love doing this. I do this just to vent and get things off my chest, but this is the stuff which I love to do. So I spend my time like it's a hobby almost, you know? So I've got some days off. I'm back in on Monday. I'm working a little bit on the bank holiday. I've got some stuff to catch up on. So I'll probably record something then and keep you updated. But for now, I hope this has been useful. I don't know when this will be uploaded. I'll try and turn it around quite quickly because I feel like this might help some people over the weekend to start next week quite well. If you have any questions, you know where I am. Please like, please subscribe. Like, please subscribe. The more subscribers I can get, I can start getting some really good guests on here. So if you're watching right now, still after this, please subscribe to the podcast if you're listening. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching. It really helps me out. Hit the like button for the algorithm. Let's send this one wild, because I feel like, actually, for once, it's pretty good. I mean, you correct me. Tell me if I'm wrong. But have an amazing bank holiday weekend. If you're in the US, have a good weekend. Love you all. See you all very, very soon. Peace.